Weather conditions across the Midwest the next few days will likely be ideal in firming the soil and giving us an opportunity to start working fields a little bit more aggressively. The region from portions of northern Missouri over to Ohio will likely see some rain late Wednesday into Thursday. That's probably the earliest that we would see significant precipitation take place across a part of the region. Now, there'll be a few other showers that will occur early this week, but they're going to be mostly random and light and mostly confined to northern parts of the region, not likely to have a huge impact on those areas that are so far behind in field work. So the overall bottom line is that we'll see a better environment for some firming of the soil and for field work to begin. We do anticipate temperatures to be turning much warmer during the first part of this week, with afternoon temperatures getting up into the upper 70s and 80s in many areas. And in fact, in the western Corn Belt, we'll see temperatures over 90 degrees, 80s and 90s likely throughout the plains and parts of the western Corn Belt. Will probably send a few shivers up some spines just because of the worry over a repeat of last year where it got hot, but we're not expecting this to persist for a long period of time, certainly not right now. But it is important that we get soil temperatures to rise up across the western Corn Belt, and there's no better way to do that than to bring on a couple of days of very warm temperatures like this, and we'll likely see the environment become much improved for putting seed in the ground and for expecting it to germinate and emerge. So overall, the next few days will be ideal in that sense. The precipitation that does occur during the latter part of this week from Wednesday into Friday will likely be somewhat disruptive to field work, but not everybody is going to be impacted in the same manner. We should see enough dry weather still occurring in pockets around the Midwest. The field work will likely advance while we see some increase in precipitation in the west. The wetter period for the Midwest is likely to occur from Friday into Sunday, actually Friday into Monday. And during that period of time, we'll likely see the greatest amount of precipitation occurring across the Midwest. And field work will come to a halt in many areas as time moves along. Now, the eastern Midwest will see most of its precipitation Sunday and Monday, with maybe a little bit of rain lingering on Tuesday, whereas the western Corn Belt will see most of its precipitation Friday and Saturday, with some rain lingering on Sunday. The moisture will likely be great enough to set back fieldwork for a while. Some totals will run from 0.5 to 1.5 inches. There could be some locally greater amounts in several locations. The precipitation will be good for those few areas that are still kind of dry out there. But again, the most important part of the whole forecast, in my opinion, is the warming that's going to take place this week, with the rise in soil temperatures likely to help tremendously in getting some crop in the ground and allowing it to germinate and emerge. We do expect to see the low temperatures at night to get very warm, probably lows in the 50s, and some 60s will occur during the height of the warmest period, which will likely occur just shortly before the weekend rain event. Until then, we'll probably see a couple of lows still around the 40s overnight tonight. 40s and lower 50s will likely be dominating. We do expect other areas in the country to benefit from the weather change this week, but maybe not so much in the southern plains. That region will go without significant precipitation, and by the southern plains, I'm talking about Oklahoma and Texas, those areas are still critically dry and suffering from drought and will likely stay in that mode. Even though there'll be a few showers scattered around, the temperatures this week will be in the 80s and 90s on a regular basis, preventing the moisture from having much of an impact. Same is going to be true for hard red winter wheat country, where temperatures in the 80s and 90s today and tomorrow will likely prevent any kind of a boost in soil moisture, even though we've got some showers around. Temperatures will cool off a little bit to the 70s and 80s as we move forward into the balance of this week. But again, it'll probably still be a little bit too warm for an increase in soil moisture to occur in very many areas. The U.S. Delta and Southeast will see a good mix of weather over the next week, with sunshine and some brief periods of rainfall expected, along with seasonable temperatures. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.